Well, the damn Viking.
High from the tallest building in Dallas.
Don't jump.
I'm looking down, guys. Let me first say, this is not Randy Moss's fault. You know what? Mike Tice had a golden opportunity to take Randy Moss and mold him. And what did he do? He put him on a pedestal instead of saying, no, you're a member of this team. No, Randy, you're 80% of the team. You're 80% of the team. It's a Randy ratio. It's not the Minnesota Vikings. It's a Randy ratio. What an idiot. That guy is a complete idiot. And for me to ever get behind him is a complete lie. I should be ashamed of myself for ever getting behind this guy. He throws out the red flag as soon as the play is over. He doesn't wait for a replay or anything. This guy is an idiot. He's a bonehead. He might as well stick that pencil right into his head because there isn't anything in there. The guy ticks me off. He's had 5 years to do this. He should be absolutely fired. And to let Randy Moss take control of the team.
There is no coach out there that could have stopped that from
none of them.
Back 4 years ago? Absolutely.
Denny Green?
You don't think...
Denny Green's the guy that created him.
Did you watch the interview with Jimmy Johnson? He talked to him with respect. Coach, tell you the truth, I was wrong. He didn't say that to Andrea Kramer. No. He respects people.
All right, well, Jimmy is not a coach anymore, and he's not there.
But if Red McCombs would show off the Bucks, you know, all he's just trying to do is sell this thing to the highest bidder. It's making me sick because there is too much talent on this team, and they should at least spend enough money for a coaching staff to take advantage of the talent that they got. They're $20 million under the salary cap. Makes me absolutely sick to my stomach the day after. You know, the last 2 years, old Paulie's calling in. We're 5-0, 6-0 last year. 5-1, guys. Horns blowing. You know what? The last 2 years, Paulie's sitting on the edge, looking down, going, wait a minute, I've got a job to go to tomorrow. Screw it. But at the end of the day, I'm still a Viking fan, and they'll be tomorrow, hopefully not with Mike Tice. V-I-K-I-N-G-S. Go Vikings. Keep Randy Moss or trade him for Phillip Buchanan and a number one to the Raiders, but just don't trade him in the conference. Go Vikings.
All right.
Only everybody can be like that.
That is a good fan. No matter what you think of him, that is a good fan.
Win or lose, he calls.
Yes. He's there.
He doesn't know any rocks. He doesn't hide under rocks.
All right. Is it too early to go to break here and then come back and do the Jets in Pittsburgh and maybe take some phone calls? All right. We'll do that next here on The Ticket.